As we continue today looking at what living sober means, we will look at a life, a righteous life, whose external conduct reflects his inner presence. And we have an example of this also in Romans 8, verses 5 through 9. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So what does all that mean? What does it mean to live according to the flesh and to have a mind set on flesh? Well, flesh is what you can touch, our bodies, who we are, our appetites, our desires. And so if your focus is on pleasing yourself, doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and whenever you want to do it, instead of pleasing God, you have a mind that is set on flesh. If you are living a life that you're focused on the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the boastful pride of life, what does that all mean? The lust of the eyes. How many times do you see a new phone or a new car or a new anything and you have to have it? You have to have it. You have to have the latest and the greatest and the newest. And it comes because you saw it. You saw it on a commercial. You saw it on the street. Someone else had it. And you are not content until you get it. That's lust of the eyes. Lust of the flesh is, you know, if you pay attention, if you are on any of the social media, there are two things that is prominent on there. Selfies, taking pictures of themselves, and also food. Where they eat, what they're eating, how they eat. You know, so lust of the flesh can be lust of, you know, your appetite. Where your appetite drives you. In fact, they have a term for it called foodie. Lust of the flesh can be your immorality, that you are driven by things that satisfy the flesh. Boastful pride of life, it's important that people know who you are, that your career defines you, that your, whatever you're doing, you're defined by that, whether it's exercise or it's career. Or, you know, whatever you take pride in and take pride in doing, and you take pride that others know that you do that. I've seen pastors that get insulted if you don't call them pastors. I've seen people get insulted if you don't acknowledge that they are a chief executive officer. That's boastful pride of life. And if you are focused on those things, really you're focused on the temporary things, because how fast does this life pass? And the Lord says, if your focus is on yourself, if your focus is on pleasing yourself, if your focus is on doing whatever you want, that is someone who is living according to the flesh, and their mind is set on the things of the flesh, the things of the here and now. But what's really interesting is the Lord says that the mind of the flesh is hostile toward God. And it does not, you know, subject itself to the law of God, which means it does not believe or live by the word of God. And that even if someone who was in the flesh wanted to do so, wanted to obey God, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So many times, I know and I love the Lord and I want to please Him. I want to please Him in all that I think, all that I do, all that I say. But I know that I cannot do it without His Holy Spirit living within me. I can't do it. Nothing good dwells in me, only my good God, the Holy Spirit is the only thing that's good in me, and His precious Spirit is what helps me, gives me the power, gives me the strength, gives me the motivation, gives me the desire to know Him, to know His Word, to know His heart, and be pleasing unto Him. And because of His Holy Spirit being present, He came and began to change my external conduct, because He changed the thoughts. He changed my desires. I no longer desire the things of the world. I desire Him. I desire to please Him. I would read His word and I would desire to obey and follow His word. And as I begin to desire and long to please Him, to walk with Him, my conduct begins to change, because I no longer desire the things of the flesh. My focus was now on the things of God, or the things of the Spirit, because our God is a Spirit, and He tells us that those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God bless you. We've come to the end of the second part of the study, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. May my Lord Jesus bless you mightily. Goodbye.